Tapped in exclusive. We are the internet. Y'all know what the bitch. Fuck
going on. Hey, look, it's XO live, direct, in the flesh. You heard me? I'm way out in Cali. I'm doing my shit. You heard me? I'm tapped in. All the way tapped in. You tap in too. Yeah.
Tapped In Podcast. We're joined today by a man who came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
How we living, man?
We were just talking about gumbo.
Yeah.
We'll get
yeah.
back on that for sure.
You get gangster when it comes to that gumbo.
We gotta give you a proper introduction, man. So, Chris James, welcome to Tapped In.
XO.
Let's talk about your name. I feel like that's a good place to start. So, like, how did you end up with Chris James?
Okay, so.
Because it's not your government name.
It's not my government. So I went the Rick Ross, Jamie Foxx, bro. You see what I'm saying? My government name, I ain't going to disclose that right now.
No.
But it's just like, it didn't fit my image that I was going to. So I'm like, okay, I can't use that. Then my daddy from Nigeria, right? So both my middle names are Nigerian. Shout out to my culture.
Shout out to them.
I love my culture, but I'm just like, I don't want to use that. That ain't
your own thing.
Yeah, that ain't the vibe I'm going for. I don't want the Babatunde vibe. You know what I'm saying? I can't swag with that. So my last name African too. So I'm like, okay, let me come up with a whole new name.
Do your own thing.
You see what I'm saying? So I just sat on there like for about 2-3 days and then just hit me, Chris.
Chris.
I don't know. Even though it's like a simple ass name, just man, Chris. So I'm like, man, so what my last name gonna be? Shit. The next day, yo, just 2-3 days later, it's like James. Chris James.
That was it.
And that shit just sound like it go together. Went to school the next day, like, or next time I went to school, like the first day of school, because this happened during the summer, right? 11th grade class. You know when you got to stand up.
Say your name.
Everybody already know me as my government name. You see what I'm saying? So I get up. Yeah. My name is Chris James. Boy, the whole class look at me like, no, the hell is not. That's not your name. Nah, that's my name. You see what I'm saying?
I
stood on it from that day.
Damn.
Chris James was born.
That's sick that you rolled it out that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you were like, no, I'm Chris James.
I'm Chris James.
From this day forward.
So if you knew me before 11th grade, you probably know the government name. Yeah. But anything after 11th grade,
grandfather name.
Everybody called me Chris.
So like, I want to talk about Baton Rouge for a second, right? Ooh. I think it's only right. So you're from Baton Rouge originally.
Right.
You say your pops is Nigerian?
Yeah.
So is he actually like from Nigeria?
Yeah, he's from Nigeria. Originally. He came and moved to Baton Rouge when he was 17. He went to Southern University.
Holy shit.
Met my mama. You know what I mean?
And he met her there?
He met my mom in Baton Rouge.
Is she from Baton Rouge?
She's from like an hour away from Baton Rouge.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I might as well say she's from Baton Rouge.
From Baton Rouge,
then they had a gangster.
Damn.
They came together, had the sickest nigga alive.
And they had Chris James.
Yeah.
They had fucking Chris James, man.
Facts.
That's so when you were growing up, did you have a lot of siblings?
I have six sisters.
Six
so no brothers. Only? No brothers by my mom. You're my guy. I got brothers, you know that I met along the way, but
yeah.
Out my mama pussy, no brothers.
Just all girls. Yeah,
all girls. You hear me?
Are you the youngest?
Nah, I'm like in the middle.
So like, okay, there's
six, I got two young
seven of you.
It's seven of us. So, I have two younger sisters.
Oh,
then it's
me.
And then four older sisters.
Middle child.
Facts.
They call the middle child the lost child. I don't know.
Man, I feel like that's why I'm so independent now. Number one, because Pops wasn't around either. Pops moved to Atlanta. So it's really just my mama, six sisters, and me.
Dog, I was surrounded by all women too.
Man, sure. Hey.
Yeah, I feel you.
Hey.
You learned some shit.
You got to figure it out on your own. If I got a problem, well, I got something I need to do, I can't ask my sisters, y'all girls. Y'all ain't going to understand. So look, I'm going to just figure this out on my own.
Facts.
And I'm still like that to this day. Like, I don't really reach out for help. It's like, nah, we're going to get it done on my own.
Do it on your own. I want to talk about that too, because that's crazy. So you grew up in that household. Did anybody, I always have to ask this shit, did anybody make music? Anybody in that house?
So we came up, growing up, everybody was singing. And then I remember when the Cheetah Girls came out.
Then they really started singing.
Look, when the Cheetah Girls came out, my sisters was just, because my sisters were just Cheetah Girls. I was the producer in that bit. You hear me? They had the little dude with the glasses. You hear me? We used to really be acting it out.
The Cheetah Girls.
And it's so crazy how life just comes full circle. It's like, okay, you a real producer now. You're a real artist.
Right.
Producer, da, da, da.
Well, yeah, you were like role playing one. And then
damn, you were really doing that with your sisters. But yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, we had a musical background. Everybody, all my sisters could sing. All of them are musical inclined.
Okay, but so it's because it's in the South, right? So like, are they singing in church? Are they singing in choir? Are they singing at school? Where are they singing at the house?
They singing everywhere.
They're singing everywhere.
Man, they singing everywhere. Even everywhere. To this day, my sister just be randomly getting dressed. Yo, the lady,
and it's good. Is it good though?
Yeah.
They're good, right?
It's in tone. It's in pitch for sure. So like, all of us are music inclined. I feel like it's in our DNA. Even my little nieces and nephews, I see them like
make music too.
Yeah.
But is anybody rapping though, or just you?
Just me and my family.
Just Chris James.
Yeah, yeah. Just EXO. Just Chris James.
Just Chris James. Yeah, yeah, damn. Yeah. What about so? What about your mom? What does she do?
Mom's a stay at home mom.
Damn. So she's a real. She's a real mom.
She a real mom. Mom got a daycare though.
No way.
Yeah. So with us, she got 7 kids. So you know, she got a lot of grandbabies.
Damn.
So that's what her job is, watching them grandbabies.
Yeah. I bet you she's good at her job. Oh, she must be really good at her job. She got a lot of practice.
Yes, for sure. And she did a good job raising us. So it was like,
hell
okay,
yeah.
Good hands.
Did you feel like your house was like really welcoming to like creativity and shit? Did she nurture that?
100%. My mom, sometimes I look at other people's parents and see how like they discourage their dreams, and I be so thankful for my mama. Like, cause it be logical stuff that somebody would discourage their child from. Like, no, take this route. It's safer. Go to do this.
Yeah.
Man, my mama ain't give a fuck. She's my like, mama, man, that's do what you gonna do. Go. Like, she gonna push the gas on it. Damn. And I thought that was regular. I thought that's what a mama was supposed to do. Yeah, but once I learned,
believe in you.
Yeah. I learned, like, that's not the standard. Most mamas is, no, son, you need to do this. Rap.
Yeah.
Music. No, we ain't doing no music. You about to go be a doctor. Nah, my mama always was free to let me do whatever, whether it's going to school, shorts with my socks pulled up out, you know what I'm saying? With just crazy socks, crazy shoes. Man, let him do him. You see what I'm saying? I'm glad I turned out how it turned out too.
Me too, man.
100%. That's 100%. Crazy.
Yeah, I think that's cool because a lot of times, like, parents do kind of stop that, right?
Ooh. Like, and then with parents being like such a big influence, they not knowing, like, bro, they
impacting them.
You don't even know how much you impacting this dude by saying little baby things or like just doing or just
it stays.
Yeah, like you the biggest influence I have. Like this was who I look up to. So wow. I'm definitely grateful for my mom and her just always pushing me to keep going.
You were obviously a creative kid. Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
so what were you like? Were you making music, playing instruments? Like what were you doing?
It started out with the video games. I feel like 99, I ain't gonna say 99, I feel like majority of producers.
Yeah.
Who came up like under FL, man, you was a video game.
Video game.
You started off on that Madden, on that Grand Theft Auto all day, all night, and you couldn't get off that bitch. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you seen FL Studio, that shit looked like a video game. So it's just like,
dog, it really
man, did.
That's actually true.
But really how it started with me, it's crazy how it started with me. So Dr. Pepper, right?
Yeah.
They used to have, y'all remember like on bottles and like little Coke bottles and things, they used to have like games or like boxes, cereal boxes that you can just go into the website and then play the game.
Play
on
a game,
Man, Dr. Pepper had one where you could make beats. Y'all, I swear to God, Dr. Pepper had one where you could make beats. And it was kind of formatted how FL Studio had it as far as like the sequencer, as far as if you just put a dot right here, it's going to click. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was formatted.
It was like the same thing.
Yes, it was formatted the same way. So I started on that. So then when I'm going to FL Studio, like once I hear about that, I'm like, man, this looks just like the Dr. Pepper shit. Like, oh, I fuck with this. Oh, let's go. And then I ain't gonna lie, that's how it kicked out for me. Like,
damn.
Yeah, that's how
that was like your introduction.
That was my introduction into it. Shit. And then I was just.
So growing up in Baton Rouge, what were you listening to?
Boosie.
I was about to say, I have for some assumptions, but I'll let you speak.
Boosie Webby for sure. Boosie. He the king of VR, you know what I'm saying? For sure. Shout out little brother, but I keep it gangster. He was the first person that we seen that made us feel like, okay, nah, we could do this shit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, that's red charger, yellow charger, green charger.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Back to back, you know what I'm saying? Had to sit on a lot, just gave us motivation.
Right.
So I definitely grew up on Webby. Then we grew up on that
shout out Webby too, man.
On that underground shit too, like just all jig music. So like Fox, Big Head, Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, shout out Slaughterhouse, man.
It's too many names. But mainly Boosie Webby.
Yeah. Had to be.
Facts.
Do you remember? This is actually kind of fun because, like, I mean, when I was growing up, it was like CDs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, do you remember the first like CD you bought?
First CD I brought, I think it was T.I. versus T.I.P.
Damn, that was a fucking great album.
T.I. versus T.I.P.
Shout out T.I. too, man. Underrated.
The second one, that would put me into CDs, but the second one, when I really, like, in my mind, I can see it right now, me taking the cover, opening it, and the Young Jeezy, the Recession. Oh, my God. Oh my God, that bitch so pressure. That might be my fate, man. That bitch.
Shout out to you.
That bitch.
Shout
so
out Young Jeezy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but Young Jeezy the recession. I remember
damn.
Opening that CD, taking the book, looking at it. I think it had like 18 tracks on there.
Crazy,
something like that.
Crazy.
Front to back listener. Yeah, I came from the CD era. Though. We were just talking about CDs like a couple of days ago. Like just that whole era, just how things change.
Oh yeah.
I kind of wish it went back to that.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was kind of most sicker.
It was crazy.
Even the grind, even like going out.
Selling CDs, yeah.
Going pass them out. Okay, yeah, I got to go on Southern campus. Or I got to go to a college campus. I'm fucking with all the hoes.
Yeah.
I'm doing it, yeah, but I'm still getting my music. Man, of course. Was nothing like that. You can't really do that these days with the streaming. You know, everybody inside, they in VR, they on the Oculus.
Also, not for nothing, shout out to DSPs and shit, but the money from selling CDs. Yeah. You make, that's crazy. There's a lot of underground artists that sold CDs out the trunk, and that's how they made money.
That was
they got 100% of it.
Facts.
They made it at their house or in a fucking basement.
Facts.
They burned the CDs, they made the cover art, and they made 100% of the profit.
I missed that grind. I missed that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people got rich off that shit.
Go on,
put up
a post. I missed that grind, man. Yeah. They don't do that no more. I wish they'd come back, man.
Crazy. Well, if you go to Venice Boardwalk, there's still people out there with fucking CDs.
Oh, yeah, y'all chill out with that shit. Hey, it's not 2003 anymore. It's 2023. You're 20 years late. QR codes. That's what we on, QR codes, bro.
Shout out DSPs.
QR codes. Hey, look, I had somebody stop me in the mall one time. Look, passing out CDs, selling CDs. Just me being me.
Yeah.
Look, huh? Here go $30 for your CDs. Yeah. But at the same time, keep that CD and get some QR codes.
And get
brother.
A QR code. It's free.
The QR codes. They free, brother. Like, this ain't the wave no more. Most cars don't even have CD players.
Yeah, that's so
I don't think
true.
No cars got CD. Like, any new cars don't even got CD
no,
players.
No, new cars don't have CD players.
So if you're still doing that shit,
shit.
Cut this shit out, bro.
Damn.
Not the wave.
Not the wave, man.
Not the wave, man.
So, okay, so you grew up listening to that shit. Now, what point did you get really... Because you said you were playing video games, right? Mm-hmm. So you said Madden.
I'm on that Madden.
What was your console? What did you play on?
That Xbox. So I started... Look, moms did the best she had to do. I wanted that PS2, man. Nigga had to give me that PS1.
Yeah.
You heard me? Still on that bitch. Crash Bandicoot.
At least you got the PS1. Yeah,
you heard me? Crash Bandicoot, all that. But then my main game... Like, once I got, you know, a little older, was the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Was the Xbox.
Xbox is crazy.
Yeah. The first, you know, the big green, black bitch. That, black and green one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
What you started out on? What was your game of the choice?
So, all I played was Madden and 2K.
On what system?
Well, I started with, I think it was GameCube. I had a GameCube.
You went on Nintendo. You went Nintendo.
I had a GameCube, yeah. Okay. Now I have an Xbox.
Okay.
I love Xbox.
It's so crazy. I don't even got no game right now.
Bro. It's crazy. Now it's like too real.
Now I don't have no game. Number one, because even, see, my partner still be on them games too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They take that shit too seriously. Fucking serious. They treat that shit like real life.
They play
so
for money.
Man, so I'm on some shit like, before y'all curse me out, before we get mad over a game. Yeah. I missed the wave. This ain't for me. Okay, look, y'all, that's for y'all.
I mean, I prefer to play alone, bro. I used to play that shit alone.
They be treating that shit like it's like if they playing 2K online, they treat that shit like we really hooping. Man, pass the fucking ball.
Yeah, and like they killed you
come
or
on,
some
man,
shit.
Cut. Hey, y'all know this a game, right? Y'all know this fake. Y'all know this ain't real. Y'all tripping.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Thanks,
that's
man.
Fucking
so,
hilarious.
Hey, I don't even have a game. I do too much traveling. I don't have enough time to
see. Yeah, of course. But in Baton Rouge, growing up, like, so if no one in your house was really making music, what motivated you to make music?
The church.
Really?
All right.
Expand on that.
Nigga did grow up in the church. So before I really, and this is how I know, like, this is really my passion, right?
Right.
So before I'm knowing anything about music equals clout, music equals money, music equals this, before I'm knowing anything about that, man, I promise you, I'll just be in the church during praise and worship. The same way I'm just dead focused on you.
Yeah.
That's how I be at the drummer. I just be dead focused on the drummer like the whole time. Then I switch to the piano, dude. Like just
watch the piano guy.
Dead focused. I'm like six though. Seven. Then when I look back at it now with the brand I got now, I'm like, damn, that was really
you were
interested.
In.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It was really connecting with you.
Right.
Bam, to the point where I remember one time I asked my mama for a drum set. That's how I really started off. That's the first step. So I'm like, man,
say,
mom, I want to play
no.
the drums. I want to play the drums. No, she got me the drum set. I told her, mama pressure. Mama going to support me.
She gave you a drum.
Mama got the drum set. She put that bitch in the garage. Bro. I'm beating the fuck out them bitches.
Yeah.
Messing up all the neighbors, making all the neighbors mad. Because, you know, the garage got the little echo.
Yeah.
I'm beating them bitches.
Bro, giving a kid a drum set.
I feel like Nick Cannon in that bitch. I'm beating them bitches, bro.
You were
them.
Nick Cannon at
and
that time. In your head, you were Nick Cannon.
Yeah, but that's how I really started off in the church.
Damn. That's actually crazy. That's cool.
Just laser focus. Then you know.
I feel like nobody has said that yet. That's really
black
cool.
Black churches, you know, they gonna sing.
Oh, it's not. Oh. It's like, it's beautiful. It's like not even regular church. It's amazing.
They singing all day. So you had no choice but to be musically inclined. I also kind of feel like that's where my chords or like my, just my style come from. Like
right.
That church music be real dramatic.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
That's true.
It just be real dramatic. And that's kind of how like my style is now. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's where I got it from.
That's crazy. That's
all originated in the church. Shout out God.
Shout out God.
Shout out God.
And shout out church.
Real talk.
Shout out black church specifically.
Real talk, real talk, real talk.
It's much better. That's hilarious. All right. So let me get you to spin the top 10 wheel real quick.
Oh yeah. Look.
There's a top 10 wheel.
Okay. How we living?
All right, so you get 3 spins on here, and we'll see what you get, man.
Okay. I ask what these mean once I land on one.
Yeah. You'll see.
Oh, that was pussy.
You want to go again? Go again. Spin it again. Go for it. Unless you want to do top 3 dead or alive.
I need a real spin.
All right, cap or no cap?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to tell you something, and you tell me if it's cap or no cap.
Bet.
It's very straightforward. All right, let's see. All right, this is a good one. Are engineers in the music business undervalued?
Yes. I feel like engineers are the new A&Rs.
No cap.
Engineers
are
the new
cap statement.
Engineers are the new A&Rs, man. Real talk. They're very underappreciated, man. First off, we the closest thing to the artist.
Right.
Especially these days. Ain't nothing getting closer to the artist than
engineers, because you're in the shit with them.
We in there with them. Yep. You see what I'm saying? We got they most vulnerable around us. So you see what I'm saying? You have
listening
to be
it all the time.
On that,
the most fucking.
We
exposed.
The one getting all the beats. Yep. 9 times out of 10, I know in my situation for sure. Like man, either me or my big brother Jason,
there.
We gotta hear the beats, or my client ain't gonna hear the beat. You see what I'm saying? Facts. I don't care if you give it to the head A&R of.
Whatever
label they signed to, man, no, it got to come through this engineer.
It's got to go through the engineer.
The head A&R is sending the engineer the beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that's going. And then we
so very undervalued, man.
Very, very. For sure. For sure.
Damn.
From picking the sequencing and man, all that, man. Yeah.
So much shit.
Arranging a song, making a hook like this.
It's funny, too, because you can tell when someone has a bad engineer,
ooh,
which is hilarious. Like with the sound quality, with the way the shit's laid, the way it's recorded, right?
Bad engineers, y'all need to quit.
Damn.
Y'all need to quit.
That's no cap too.
I hate when I get to a studio and I got a bad engineer.
Facts.
With me being an engineer, I'm not going to be disrespectful to you and I'm not going to flash, but I do understand the artists who aren't engineers who flash and do and treat the engineer dirty because it's like, bro, you fucking up my money. You fucking up my creativity.
Facts.
Especially when we're dealing with like platinum records and shit like. You could mess up one take, bro. You just cost me $1 million.
Or you cost me a Grammy or some shit.
Literally. It could literally get that serious.
Bigger than money.
It could literally get that serious. Like, bro, like you just, this one fuck up that you just did just cost me a whole situation.
Crazy. That's fucking nuts.
So shout out to engineers.
Yeah. Always pay your engineers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Shout out Caleb. Shout out Jay. That's my engineers.
All right. Get 2 more spins. Let's see what you get. Nah, spin again. You can't get cap. We should just pull them off. Like once they spin it. New idea. All right, shit grub. So we're gonna give you some kind of exotic snack. And you go, don't worry, it's not crazy. And then you try, you tell us if it's gas or trash.
Okay.
Let's see what we get. What did he give you?
You know we already did these before. Stop playing.
Boozy chips?
These is the best rap snack. Boozy chips got the best rap snacks, period. I know how these taste. Matter of fact, I'm taking these home.
Let me get these bitches.
All right,
what else did he give you?
So we're going to try these. I ain't going to lie. I do want to try these bitches. I do want to try
What are they called?
These the blue raspberry.
Oh, blue raspberry Haribos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say, you right, Haribo. I don't know why I always pronounce these Hasbros.
Hasbro? Well, it looks the same.
Yeah.
You're fucking close. It's like one letter off.
True.
It might as well be Hasbro.
Let's try these, bro.
All right, so tell us if it's gas or trash.
Some people say these are the best gummy bears, period.
They might be, I don't know. We'll find out. Gelatin is haram.
Is it Haribo?
Yeah.
All right, Haribo.
But blue raspberry, so they're very like special. Are these limited or something? Yeah. Rare. They're rare.
So I'm on a scale of 1 to 10. Pressure.
Ooh.
I fuck with them.
So we're going with gas.
Gas. Let me get these too.
Chris James certified. Yeah, they're yours. Yeah, that's coming on the show.
Ooh, there you go. go good with the
with the blue ballet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, with the okay.
You can probably take that too. Okay, I think we got plenty. That's yours. Go ahead and put that up there. Put that up there on the front. Tapped in. Blue ballet. Shout out Brett Bearish. All right, you get one more spin. Let's see what you get.
Blue.
That's a good strategy. Yeah, we'll take them off. Top three dead or alive. Oof. All right. Let me be clear though. You can technically do rappers. You could also do like movies. You could do television.
Now you gotta tell me which one to do, because me, I'm a Libra, so I I'm undecisive. So you gotta tell me what you want to do.
All right. In my
top three rappers?
I would do rappers if I were you. But if that's too controversial, you could do something else.
Top three rappers dead or alive.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go number one. Weezy Wayne, dog.
Shout out Lil Wayne.
From the years of 2006 to 2009, nobody, I don't give a fuck.
No one can touch
him. Nobody will ever rap that good. You hear me?
Nope.
Or nobody will ever rap in that style. It hasn't happened since. I'll be the next one to do it, but.
You hear me? Until you hear Chris James' new project.
Man, Project XO on the way. Yeah, but just, man, that dude great, bro.
Wayne,
Number two, you got to go. Well, I'll go Drizzy.
All
right. I'll go Drake.
Respectable.
You got to respect it. You see what I'm saying?
Hold up 1 second. Is that the first time we've gotten Drake? I think that's the first time we got Drake. You've been here every episode. I think that's the first time we got him.
I'll fuck with Drake. Niggas probably
I respect that.
Niggas probably wasn't saying Drake.
I just can't believe it hasn't happened. You feel me?
Because he's probably so big.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, people probably
won't keep it underground.
Yeah.
I'm so influenced by dude. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, shout out to him.
I can't hate.
I mean, he's kind of undeniable.
Number three.
Yeah, it's the hardest one. Last spot.
Top three ever rappers, dead or alive. Yeah,
could be dead too. Doesn't have to be alive.
Top three rap. Who is my? I'll go my third favorite rapper. This is my opinion.
Yeah. Your favorite rapper in your Spotify, your rotation, your favorite.
Fuck that. We gonna put Lil Brother there just on a simple fact of the history he making, how young he is, and the doors he done opened up for me. Yeah. So number three, we'll do YoungBoy.
Shout out YoungBoy.
You see what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Gotta respect it.
That was a great list.
Gotta respect it.
I love that.
And it's legit. He deserved to be on there. That's just not no buddy pass him getting on there. Like, top three.
I mean, if you look at his following, his streaming numbers, his impact, I mean, there's a way to kind of weigh it. You know what
facts,
I mean?
Facts.
That's not a crazy response, you know?
100%.
I don't think there's anybody that's beaten his YouTube trending. I think he always, right? He's always at number one or some shit.
Anything. I don't know what it is. Them little kids be running the fuck out of that music.
They love him.
Them people be running the fuck out of that music.
Dog, shout out. So that's actually a funny segue. So how did you link up with
him,
man? Yeah.
All right, so I had a recording studio in Baton Rouge. That shit got hot. Me and somebody named Jay DeValley, Pearl Energy, we had a song called Too Fucking Lit, right?
Yeah.
Once we did that song, of course, everybody want to record with the hot dude, with the hottest dude with the hot song in the hot studio. So I got a whole bunch of clients, became the hottest studio in Louisiana, was recording everybody. So just naturally, the NBA camp started recording with me.
Right.
OG33 had a song with YB called Murder. They came and did it in my studio. And then from there, we just grew a relationship from that.
Just organically fell off that.
And keep in mind, we were recording out of house too. So I'm thinking like, man, nah, he ain't going to eat. Like he a $1 million nigga. He going to want to be in a big studio with the this. Man, he came, did that feature, man, the next day. Yeah, you still got time today?
Damn.
Hell yeah, I got time for you. We cleared everything. Pull up.
You want to hear something fucking crazy?
What's that?
We had someone else come on here and tell us that Boosie, oddly enough, does the exact same shit. He loves coming, like he'll just pull up to the house.
Yeah, record. To the trenches.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Show,
I think it was a shout out, T-Row. It was T-Row. DJ Flip, DJ Flip's homies one. But T-Row did a song with Boosie.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, R&B fucking killing it.
I know him.
Shout out T-Row. So T-Row told us that he had like a studio in a basement. or some shit. And he DM'd him and he was like, can you pull up? He's like, yeah.
Nigga, pull up the air.
And he pulled up.
Man, that shit surprised me.
It's nuts.
Facts.
Because Boosie, you know, this huge. You, man,
you can go anywhere in the world. You can go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. And they'll probably clear the schedule for you, man. You go anywhere. You pick me though, so.
But see, it's crazy because I feel like that's something important to not skip, right? Mm-hmm. So like you somehow found a way to like produce, engineer, write. Like how, is it really all self-taught? Like you just taught yourself?
Ooh, 100% self-taught.
How the fuck, so explain that process. Like how did you end up like.
Like learning?
Yeah, like learning engineering and shit like that. Like
to me, this might sound crazy, but I know, this is how I know it's like a gift from God. It's common sense.
You mean like just watching mic levels and like.
Or just.
Adjust like.
Man, if you hear this frequency, take it out.
Right.
Like, but I guess the hard part would be actually being able to identify what frequency it is.
Right.
But is it, to me, it's just common sense, honestly.
Damn.
You know, shout out YouTube. They got a lot of energy, okay. A lot of knowledge,
okay,
from YouTube.
Shout out YouTube.
So it wasn't just all the way.
Love YouTube.
It wasn't just all the way just me just playing around, but most of it was just me like trial and error, over and over, trial and error. And then
like what starts. Practice makes perfect kind of shit.
Facts. What starts spooking me is, once I get around like people who went to school for shit and I'm doing some of the same techniques that they spent millions of, or so much money
to go learning fucking
in school,
Full and Sail, I literally, or some shit. Florida. Facts. Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't taught myself this. It's like, oh, so this is the real way y'all, oh, this is what y'all learn in school.
Right.
And I taught myself this. Oh, this is crazy. So that's how I knew it was like, okay, yeah, you doing the right thing.
So I mean like it must have been fucking crazy to be able to do that, produce at the same time. And write.
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up writing music? Were you like just writing random bars? Did you like
it all go on one? So it go from, okay, we making beats, right? So I told you we did the Dr. Pepper shit, then we switched to FL, right? So I'm playing around with the beats.
Yeah.
But then it gets to a point where I want to rap. So right. It's like I'm playing with the beats, but I'm not really trying to consider myself a producer first, right? So then I start rapping. I start beefing, well, fake beefing. With some people on my street. You see what I'm saying?
Were you like 14 or some shit?
Oh yeah, we like probably like 12, 13.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I'd be in the house on my Acid Pro. If you know about Acid Pro, you
shout
know
out
about
Acid
it.
Pro.
You
yeah,
see what
yeah.
I'm saying? I'd be on there with the little Walmart mic, put the sock over it.
Hell
I'd
yeah.
make a diss song. You see what I'm saying? Burn it on a CD. Shout out to the CDs. Then I walk down the street to my partner house, drop the diss song off on his front porch.
Damn.
Yeah, bitch, take that. Yeah, what up? Yeah, the next day he'll come back, they'll come back, you know, drop a CD off on my porch. So I'm saying that to say that's how the rapping started, right? So
yeah.
Just making diss songs
on,
with the people.
You were on your like Meek Mill Flamer shit.
Yeah, so making diss songs. So then
it
go to, okay, well, now you need beats. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I already started making beats. So it's like, okay, let's get heavy, heavy, heavy into it. You see what I'm saying? So that's how the producing came. So now we producing and we rapping.
Damn.
Now we got to record it.
Right.
I'm the only boy. Remember I told you, shit, I'm going to find out how to do it myself. So instead of me, I need an engineer. I need a da-da-da-da. Boy, you about to engineer yourself. You about to find out how to do that shit yourself.
Right.
And so that's how that engineering came in. So now, all three of them, you know what I'm saying? Just working feel, coincide with one.
I feel like you kind of alluded to this, but like your household kind of like nurtured that fierce independence, right? Because you said
facts,
like that's how you ended up fucking making your own shit, doing your own shit. You're like, all right, if someone's going to do it, it's got
to
be me.
I never had the mindset to reach out and find beats. It literally.
Do it on your own.
Nigga, make your own beats.
Yeah.
Go make your beats. All right, it's time to record. It wasn't, all right, who can record me? It was, man, nigga, record yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Do it yourself.
You got to do it.
And then that's how the love started. And then that's how the knowledge started growing.
Right.
Just me doing everything myself.
So was your first release in 2015? Was that your first like big major like album drop? Like independent?
Probably so. You speaking of Promises?
Yeah.
Probably so. Yeah.
I'll do my research.
Look, you throw me off.
I've listened to all your shit.
Time out. Yeah. That's Promise. So Promises was big in my city.
Yeah.
Promises was definitely big in my city.
Right.
And it helped me get to a point where.
But were all those beats yours?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
So underrated. Shout out to you.
My projects of late have been, you know, kind of mixed producers. But
of course. Yeah. You branch.
My early projects, straight
me. That's all you.
Straight me. And I'm getting back to that.
Hold up. Let me tell you. I have a list. I'm going to tell you what I loved.
Got you. Oh, you about to turn? Yeah.
Yeah. Hold up.
Hold up.
I Got It, legendary song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking, this is a different album, but Thuggin' Early, On My Level, yeah. Dumb Way, 400 Fahrenheit. This is all off Still In That Mode. Shout out, Run Up, Still In That Mode.
Hey, you might have me flip this title,
And then most recently, Heart of Gold. So shout out to Chris James.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but I'm saying, like, it's crazy because I feel like the majority of that shit you're making and engineering yourself, which is nuts because it also sounds good.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like most people are like, yeah, I make all my own shit. Like, it's like bootleg.
Right.
Like, your shit sounds good.
The newer shit, I definitely have help from Caleb, KG, damn. And then
shout out my dog,
Bad Baby J. But for the most part, you see what I'm saying?
It's
the brain of this, is the brain in here.
It's all from you.
Facts.
Damn. So, like, how much. We got to talk about the new project, obviously, because I know you've been working on something right now. So I guess, first of all, how long have you been working on the new project?
I've been working on a new project since the old project. So since Still In That Mode, which came out September 23rd of 2022.
Yeah.
We've been working on Project XO.
Damn, almost a year.
Yeah. So originally it was supposed to come out May 5th, right after my brother album, right after YB album. And then, I ain't gonna lie, I just was feeling like, man, if I'm going to do it this time, I need that real smoke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about that real platinum shit. You see what I'm saying? And we got that now. So it's just like, we just putting other little pieces together and making everything make sense. You see what I'm saying? Before we push the button. You see what I'm saying?
Do you think, like, how hard is it to, like, since you are an engineer, right? And you've produced and all that shit. Uh-huh. Do you think, like, you're more of a perfectionist than most people?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
Because a lot of rappers are like, yo, I just did it. Fuck it. Let's go.
I know exactly what I'm
saying. We're out.
I'm knowing exactly what I'm hearing in my head. So if I don't hear on this computer the same way I hear it in my head, and I know I can get it how I hear it in my head, then that's where the perfectionist comes. Opposed to, I feel like if somebody was kind of have to in the middleman the situation, like, I got to tell my engineer what I want.
Right.
You're going to kind of come to a compromise because you know it's never going to, I'm never going to be able to convey my whole idea exactly to you. So even if you get it a little close, all right, I'm cool. But for me, no, I need to hear this exactly how I hear this bitch in my head. Damn. So yeah, definitely get some perfectionist moments.
Do you think, like, because you have, like, you obviously have that relationship with YB, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where you're, you know, helping him.
Right.
So do you think, like, does he take the same approach? Is he kind of a perfectionist, or does he just kind of trust you, right? Like, that's your... You built that trust.
Yeah, in that way, it's kind of him trusting me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And then sometimes I'd be like, damn, like, but I ain't gonna lie, I kind of picked that up on him from him too. Like, man, just go with that energy. Like, he helped me become less of a perfectionist too, though. Cause I see with him, it's just kind
of
like.
Helped you give less of a fuck about that shit.
Right. Cause I see when he started recording or when he recorded, it's just kind of like, man, that's how I'm feeling. So if it came out ugly, that's how I was feeling.
Right.
If it came out, however it came out, man, that's how I was feeling. It was valid. It worked.
Real, yeah.
Yeah. It was real. So it's perfect. I don't care if this note was off or if this it was real. So that was right.
It's kind of funny because I feel like it's kind of a blessing and a curse, right? Mm-hmm. Having that, like, perfect, being able to, like, sit there and fucking think about it and all that shit. Like,
right.
A lot of people that have come on the show that have, like, huge songs that blew up and shit, I'm like, hey, how did you like that song? They're like, it's trash. It was a throwaway. You really, like,
right.
They're like, I was like, how did you record it? They're like, oh, I don't know. I ate Skittles, got high. Fucking,
some random
it was a joke.
Shit.
Like, it was a joke. And I'm like, that's your biggest song, though.
Right.
They're like, yeah, no, I hate that fuck. Like, they can't listen to it anymore. It's crazy. Yeah. So it's like, it's funny because it's almost like giving less of a fuck almost helps.
Right.
Like, not being so locked in.
I agree.
Helps you just create maybe
just
more
let
freely,
go. You just know? Let go for sure.
Is that it? Do you find yourself like, do you get high and record and shit like that or drink and record?
I can't drink and record.
Okay.
But I do need the weed.
You got to.
I ain't gonna lie. I do. I be.
And it just like takes the edge a little bit, or does it make you feel more creative?
Oh no.
You know?
I'm trying to stop though. I'm trying to stop because I came up recording sober. Cause we in mom's house. You see what I'm saying? We in mom's house. We can't do all that. Promises 100% sober.
No fucking way.
Like, I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking, I'm not popping no addy. I'm not, that bitch 110 million% sober.
There might be something to that.
So I do definitely want to get back to it, and I know it's possible, but these days, I ain't gonna lie, if we just being honest.
It's hard.
I need that little tree.
Yeah. I mean, it's routine, right?
Yeah,
I need
that little tree.
You built towards that shit. Now you got to build away from it. You
right,
know?
Facts.
It's a little bit, take a little bit less every time. You find your own way.
Facts. I'm on that wave right now, though. You see my eyes right now. Crazy. Right? You see my eyes right now.
It looks clear to me, bro.
Yeah, we good. I'm on that black coffee.
New project, right? New project.
Yeah.
So you're working on a new project. So what, you're working on it for a year almost. Mm-hmm. It's almost September. So you've been working on it for a year.
I didn't even realize
September,
that.
Yeah. Time September's a year.
Flies.
Right. Damn. But you've been doing work. It's not like you're laying around.
True. You know what I mean? You're working. Platinum and shit. And producing.
That's crazy. So did you do work for YB and then he dropped on your album? Like, did you guys both work together? On both projects? Because I know you were saying.
So I have on this next project, I got some features. I got some interesting features. And Libretto on a new album too.
Shout out him.
Libretto on a new album. YB on a new album for sure. Well, I'm excited. We ready to shoot the videos out.
What was it like working together on the project like in that way where you're like trading verses and shit?
It's so, all right. So being honest, man, even that process was just really organic, right? So like one of the songs we got, it was me. Say I'm right here. He right here on side me, right? Yeah. This the mic, right? And then it's me on side him recording.
Yeah.
He rapping, he spitting, he doing his thing.
He doesn't write, right?
No, nah, he don't write. Hilarious. So he just writing, he doing his thing. I'm on side him. he rapping, doing his thing. So bam. Yeah. After he finishes his verse, he do this. All right, your turn.
Oh my God.
He's like, all right, your turn.
So you got to clock in fast.
Now keep in mind, man, I'm in straight engineer mode.
Yeah.
I probably ain't recording 2 months.
You switch.
I ain't gonna use that as an excuse though. Oh yeah, let's eat. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, bring it, come
and
on.
And then you just hit it.
Pop, 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 pop. Got to beat that bitch up. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Got to beat that bitch up. See, that's a different skill, bro. I think that's a whole different skill set.
Yeah.
That's crazy to be able to take the engineer hat off.
Because the engineer, put the rapper hat on. You're so logical. You being
right.
You being tedious. You're being very. Then we got to rap. That's you switching to a whole nother mode. Now you got to go in creative mode. You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
But I wouldn't have no excuses.
You're a beast, bro. That's crazy.
I wouldn't have no excuses. We about to get this done.
So then, this is actually funny as fuck.
He's like, yeah,
We interviewed, shout out Big Glout from New York, Grinch Gang. So he told us like, when he's in a studio with all of his boys, they try to outbar each other. They call it boxing. So like, did you feel like anytime you're in a situation with a feature, you're like, oh shit, he really brought that shit. I gotta fucking turn my shit up, you know?
He hit me with this before. Hey, big brother, I love you to death. Hey, when we get on this track though, I gotta do you.
Yeah.
I respect it. I respect it. Come on. Let's do it. I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, it gives you that. Yeah, it hypes you up. Hey, you're like, all right, cool.
Let's do it. Cause I'm about to ball you up too.
Let's see if I can do this shit.
Let's go.
Shout out Big Grout. Yeah. That's crazy. So the project, do we know how many songs?
12.
All produced by you or?
I produce most? The number on here.
Okay.
I produce the number on here. Y'all definitely gonna finally be able to hear Chris James on some Chris James tracks. Cause y'all ain't hear that in a little minute.
Fire.
Scary sight.
Nice. I respect that.
Scary fucking sight.
Scary fucking sight.
Scary fucking sight.
Do we have a name for the project? Can we discuss that?
Project XO.
Project XO.
Based off Project X. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going way more crazy than Project X. You see what I'm saying? So imagine Project X in music form. You see what I'm saying? Project XO.
That shit must be insane. It's like an audio party.
Speechless.
Crazy.
Speechless.
Nuts.
You see what I'm saying? We going to the moon with that bitch.
Damn.
Coming real, 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 real soon. I apologize for keeping y'all waiting.
And outside of YB, is there anybody else you want to disclose?
You know, I'm going to put Libretto out there. You know, I say Libretto on that bitch because that should be, you know.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep everything else a surprise.
All right, cool. So you got to make sure you run up the project.
We're going to keep everything else
so you can find out how fucking crazy it is.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And there's, you know, it'll be coming soon. You know, we're dropping this around the same time so people will hear it.
But I wish I could get y'all a date, but.
No, don't even worry about that. It'll either be out at the moment this comes out or really soon. Facts. So you got to make sure to stream that shit and run that shit up.
Facts.
We know for a fact music video is coming, right?
Facts. On the way.
On the topic of music videos, how involved do you get? Do you feel like you're like a, do you also get involved? Like you want to make sure it's shot right?
I ain't gonna lie. Shout out my people, Jay. Shout out Pearl Energy, right? I just shot my first budget music video in L.A. I put some money into it like last week, 2 weeks ago type shit. That's the wave I'm on. As far as like, I'm involved, But I'd rather have people, you know, if you good at this, if this your skill set, if this what you great at, man, you take that, you do just that.
Delegate.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, let me be great at what I'm being great at. Let me be the artist. Let me be the talent. Yeah. Let me be that sick ass nigga on the camera doing my DD on that bitch. You hear me? Let me do what I'm good at. You see what I'm saying? Y'all do what y'all good at, and then we gonna make some greatness.
How much do you like doing that? Like music videos compared to, you know, making music and shit. Is it fun as fuck, or do you think it's like?
Oh yeah, I love the music videos. It's I love it because now you able to outwardly express, you know what I'm saying, what you was feeling on the inside. Now I can really, man, don't make me get to dancing on this table, bro.
I'm sure your shows go crazy. I'm sure it'd be like a crazy vibe, man. You know what I'm saying?
Bring the fucking energy.
Crazy. So, do you have any like venues that you want to perform this album in? Because I'm sure they'd be crazy everywhere.
I want to go to the Forum.
You gotta go to SoFi. SoFi is crazy.
SoFi crazy. But like, you know, things of that nature. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Like things, big fucking performances.
That's the level that's on. Damn. That's the level we on right now.
Do you feel like, I don't know, I'm weird because like I love music, right? I love comedy. I love seeing all that shit in like small venues. It's weird. I like feeling like
more intimate.
Yeah. There's something about it, especially rap. Like it gets fucking crazy. Like if it's in the Roxy or some shit,
right?
The Observatory is nuts, and fucking Santa Ana goes crazy. Man,
drop me off anywhere.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course.
Drop me off anywhere. I'm gonna do my duty. Drop me off in the jungle. Leave me there. I'm gonna come out that bitch. You hear me?
No matter what,
coming out that bitch on top.
Chris James gonna be good.
Come on, man. We on it.
And as far as this music video goes, they're all shot. Already done.
We in motion.
Almost done.
We in motion.
Getting there.
Yeah, we in motion. Nah. Plans to shoot though.
Got you. Yeah. And then XO, we gotta hear that, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Man, y'all gonna hear him.
If we wanna keep like people tapped in with you, right? What's the best way to do it? Is it Instagram?
Instagram, Chris James XO. K-H-R-I-S James XO.
XO.
All one thing.
There you go. And then you gotta make sure, for sure, not just follow him and run up the music and shit, but you gotta make sure that you run up XO. The project, man.
Yes, Project XO, on the way.
Run it up.
On the way.
Everywhere you can stream it, everywhere you can watch it, run that shit up, man.
Biggest shit 2023.
Chris James.
Guaranteed.
From Baton Rouge, man. Thank you for tapping
in. Man, hey, look, this was real fun. I appreciate it. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, when you're rolling it back out, come through.
Yes. Real shit, I'm coming back.
Hell yeah.
I fuck with this.
Thank you guys for tapping in with us. We appreciate it. Subscribe, hit the bell. We're tapping out. Pow. Perfect.